And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU who gives special attention to the history of the Great Plains. He also writes and voices the Plains Folk essays that are a feature of our show. Today, Tom's essay is titled, The Ransom of Fannie Kelly.
One of the military figures who played key roles in the history of the Great Plains, but about whom we don't like to talk much, is Brigadier General Alfred Sully. For better or worse, Sully was the dominant federal commander during the Dakota War in Dakota Territory in the early 1860s. Later in that decade, he was in Kansas, where he clashed with Colonel George A. Custer. Sully said that reports of the Cheyenne Indian raids in Kansas were trumped up, and there was no reason for Custer to go into the Indian Territory and fight the Battle of the Washita in 1868. Now, here is a letter Sully wrote on the 30th of December, 1864. I would beg leave to make the following statement in regard to the delivering up of the white woman, Mrs. Fannie Kelly, a prisoner in the hands of the Hunkpapa Sioux, and to request that my action and expenditures in the matter be approved. She was taken prisoner on the 12th of July, 1864, about 20 miles west of Fort Laramie by a band of 200 Sioux. When the Hunkpapa determined to come in and make peace, her Indian captors and a part of their relatives separated from the main camp. The Indians were told when they came into that place, no peace would be made with them till their prisoner was given up. At this, a chief of the Hunkpapa called One Who Drags Himself, now this was actually a Sihasapa, better known to whites as the Crawler, started with four other Indians to hunt her up. The party, after traveling for some time, found the camp where the white woman was and took her away by force. As there was danger of a strife, to settle the matter, they paid the Indians for the capture of Mrs. Kelly, three horses, which is what I had offered any Indians who would bring her in. And this has been paid back to the Indians. There are some other transactions, the expense of which Sully wishes approved. This woman, Fannie Kelly, was from Geneva in Allen County, Kansas. In 1864, she and her husband, Josiah, and their adopted daughter, Mary, joined a small wagon train that traveled to Nebraska and west along the Platte River Road. They intended to make their way to Montana, the scene of recent gold discoveries. As Sully recounts, Mrs. Kelly and her adopted daughter were taken by Oglala Lakota just west of Fort Laramie. The daughter was killed soon after. Kelly was transferred to a new family among the Hunkpapa, farther north, and through them went through the events of the Dakota War. After being ransomed, Kelly wrote a captivity narrative, My Captivity Among the Sioux Indians. It was popular with the public, but historians have dismissed it as unreliable. I have a lovely paper about Kelly written by one of my fine students, Rebecca Maychek. She concludes that Kelly, in fact, told the story of events in which she was involved rather well, as she observed them. Moreover, she showed a great deal of resilience and pluck. The reason the Hunkpapa were reluctant to give her back was because she was valued as a hard worker and as a person. Following her captivity, Kelly lived mainly back east in Washington, D.C. Her husband passed away a few years after she was liberated. She remarried, and she lived a full life, often lecturing about her experiences on the plains.